This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Earlier this month, Australia's premier conference on the health and well-being of lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, intersex, queer and sexuality, gender and bodily diverse people and communities throughout Australia took place in Sydney. It was the Health Indifference Conference. It was the 10th year of the conference, which brought together community members, community organisations, both large and small, health practitioners, researchers, academics, policymakers, advocates and others who are interested in improving the mental, physical and emotional well-being of LGBTI people. Anyone missing out on the conference couldn't help but have a serious case of FOMO watching social media, with an outpouring of information, acceptance, intersectionality and accessibility for our diverse communities. Dean Arcuri spoke to Margarita Coppolino, who spoke at the conference on intersections of cold, culturally and linguistically diverse people, disability and also LGBTIQ plus people. He also spoke to Misty Farqua, who spoke about non-binary and bisexuality topics at the conference, not only about what it's like to be in such a diverse and informative space for those marginalised voices in our communities, but we also can make this communication and accessibility more better.
I did the presentation on LGBTIQA / CoL / people with disabilities. And that intersexuality tends to be left out of the conversation when we talk about LGBTIQA health. We find that disabilities tends to be an added on after conversations are being had. So it was really refreshing to be given an opportunity at the conference to facilitate a workshop where I got people in the room to think about, well, what can they be doing to increase opportunities for LGBTIQA, people with disabilities from coal communities, to feel like that they can go to a health service provider and say, look, I've got some issues and how can you help me? I must say, I remember doing a Health Indifference conference, would have been way back in 2000, and just to see the breadth of where it was then to where it is now as a conference and facilitating issues on the level it did, and the collective of people that were there was far different from where it was in 2000. It was really refreshing to see that it's grown, that those difficult conversations were had, but people were really saying, well, look, you know, we know that there are issues. How can we as a sector really work on these issues to address them so they are no longer issues that we keep talking about?
The conference was incredible. I have absolutely zero complaint. Maybe it was a little bit warm sometimes in the lobby. That's about the only bad thing I can say. I was at the 2015 Health Indifference Conference, and at the time, that was the most incredible conference I had ever been to. The toilets were gender neutral. They'd asked me what my pronouns were. I'd never been asked that at a conference before. So at that time, I was really excited. And also at the 2015 conference, there was an intersex presentation and a bisexual presentation. So I kind of felt like, wow, we're doing stuff other than gay and lesbian. So that was really exciting back then. But this time, they just blew that out of the water. There was a stream that was focused on country. So we had, for the entire conference, Indigenous presentations by Indigenous people for the whole conference rather than just one or two presentations. We had a whole session on bisexuality. There was an intersex panel with 12 people on the panel, which was incredible, and a trans panel. And, you know, things like non-binary gender and culture and disability was kind of worked through the entire conference. So it didn't feel like intersectionality was tacked on. It felt like that was actually, you know, at the core of the conference. I was blown away, and I couldn't think of how they could have done it better.
The Health Indifference Conference brings together over 400 community members, community organisations, large and small, health practitioners, researchers, academics, policymakers, advocates, the government, and others who are interested in improving the mental, physical and emotional well-being of LGBTI people. Health Indifference offers a space for cross-sector collaboration, showcasing the latest in research and community knowledge and inviting an intersectional exploration of health and well-being. Each conference expands on the one before it and considers how context and place contribute to health.
Given that there were a whole lot of minority groups presenting, I think that was fabulous. I think, you know, it needed to happen. And it was done under the community capacity streams, which was really lovely because the way it was structured, you were able to go in and out of key sessions that you wanted to. I really felt it would have been an extra day just to join the dots between the different minority groups because there were overlapping issues. And I think that's what we need to do going forward, is saying how can we work with everybody instead of making sure no marginalised groups get left behind.
I think that the Alliance is incredibly good at engaging with the community in a way that perhaps other organisations don't. They are, you know, in my view, one of the truly national organisations. They have representatives in every state. They talk to people in every state other than their representatives. They make a concerted effort to engage with those communities that maybe aren't getting as much of a voice. I know that they've been doing a lot of work with Indigenous communities, with the intersex community. So they're actually, you know, they're listening to feedback, I think, from conferences and from community members, and working based on that feedback, they're working to increase the inclusion. And I think also in terms of the crowd, because the crowd was incredible, it was the space was just filled with love and compassion the whole time. I think there's, you know, a lot of the people who were there work in the health and mental health spaces, and I think that actually helps with the culture of the conference.
Health Indifference is famous for offering a broad program of presentations, welcoming contributions from a wide range of themes and topics, including, but not limited to, encouraging the development and dissemination of new knowledge and research with and by members of the lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, intersex and queer communities, facilitating the development and enhancement of networks between communities, health practitioners, service providers, consumers and policymakers, increasing awareness, knowledge and skills of participants in relation to health issues and needs of LGBTIQ+ people and populations, developing strategies of action on key issues identified by conference participants, and encouraging and facilitating as wide a range of participation as possible to encourage and foster a sense of diversity in community. I asked Margarita and Misty what they took away from the conference that wasn't part of their focus or research.
Well, I thought I've got a fairly good understanding of ethnic communities, just some of the stories that were being told, and just, you know, given the way the presentation was done, some of the questions that were asked from the actual audience, that was one, and particularly around Indigenous Aboriginal issues, around lack of services of being inclusive. And just how they said, well, what are the messages we can be taking back to our community? So those were the two areas that stood out for me. And then, of course, intersex of it just blew my mind when some of the issues were raised and just the interventions and things that have happened. I mean, I was pretty cluey and pretty educated, but it was like I went into the conference with the glass more than half empty, so that I could actually grasp, you know, what people were saying. And I always say I'm never the expert. I'm surrounded by people who tell stories, really great narratives and really good experiences and best practice. So they were the areas that were really stood out for me from that conference.
What are the next steps to keep moving forward? I think about the way the intersex community has mobilised in between the conference in 2015 to now. There's so much more of a cohesive community speaking with one voice and actually getting quite a lot of notice because of that. I think it would be great if, in whatever capacity, the Alliance supported the intersex community to do that, to see that kind of support for the trans community and the bi community to help those communities mobilise at a national level, because I think that's something that I find quite difficult. I have contacts across Australia, but for us to try and mobilise across Australia when we're trying to do this work in our own local community is a bit too much for us to handle. So I think, you know, that kind of national mobilisation and support for national mobilisation for these communities is probably where we need to get to next. If I think about perhaps a standout presentation for me, was one by Russ Vickery and his partner Matt that was around domestic violence. And I think it was called My Other Closet, the Cabaret. I would love to see the show. They kind of spoke about their experience of putting the show together and did a song as well, which was incredible. But I think I was interested in learning more about, you know, what is domestic violence, what is the impact of domestic violence on our communities, because that's not something that I've really looked into very much. My area is more mental health. But, you know, this is all, it all crosses over. So I think that's something that I learned from that conference that I hadn't really thought about before.
That was Dean Arcuri with Margarita Coppolino and Misty Farcour discussing this year's Health in Diversity Conference, bringing together diverse voices and research from and on our communities to improve the mental, physical and emotional well-being of LGBTI people.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.